you know, as Carlton supporters now, we really want to see success on and off the field at the Carlton Football Club, just the way like it used to be. So it's a huge appointment for the Carlton Football Club, another crucial role in going forward to see, you know, how the club performs.
The great number 43, Anthony Koutafidis, speaking about Stephen Trigg there, obviously very passionate past player and champion of the Carlton Football Club, outgoing Adelaide CEO, and he's going to be the new Carlton CEO. Stephen Trigg joins us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Steve.
Fellas, good afternoon.
Hey, congratulations on the role to start with. The Carlton Football Club's, you know, it's a massive one. It's a big name in Australian sport. Just 47,000 members, Stephen, and probably a stadium deal they're not rapt about. What's the first thing you reckon you might be having a crack at?
Well, the first thing is, I think what I'm having a crack at is about 5,000 media calls today, and it's the interest in it's been fantastic, and I'm seriously pumped about the opportunity that's there. And I think to your point, you know, I've been asked this a fair bit in Adelaide today, is you can understand after 12 and a bit years and a few opportunities over the years in terms of where you might go and what you might do, why Carlton? And I think the shortest answer is inherent in what you just said there, is I just see Carlton as with having so much upside. I think there's an opportunity to do some really terrific things and potentially great things there. So, I'd couple that up with a rich and traditional history of big club in Melbourne where I've always had great respect for the football world, and it all seemed to add up.
Steve, go back 2 years. What was your perception of Carlton?
I'm not sure about 2 years ago, Schwartzy, but even now, I think Carlton is very capable, very, very capable. It has enormous support, perhaps excessive latent support, but it has terrific support. I think it's well-resourced. It's got a lot of very good people involved in it. But inherent in that as well is I'm not sure that what is standing out at the moment. And there are some areas that clearly can be improved on and off the field, and I think that Carlton today would be the first to say that. So it's why I'm able to say that I think there's a lot of upside with the club.
Steve, congratulations on the appointment. I'm just wondering how much work and how much research you actually put in when a role like this comes up. How much detail do you go into looking at Carlton and looking at what exactly situation they're in at the moment and what you can add to it?
That's a really good question, because when you're considering it and the club is considering you, they do an enormous amount of due diligence on you, and it's a good question of what you do of them. I asked as many questions as I could of the president on the way through and of his team about the functioning of the club and where they're at. You do have a much closer look at the list and how things are going in recent weeks, more than I would ordinarily do so. How are they structured? What does the org chart look like? There's a whole range of things that you get your head around to come to a conclusion that, yeah, look, it's going okay. I think there is just such a terrific opportunity there to continue to grow one of the great clubs in Melbourne. There's a little bit of quirky, odd history, boys, that I don't know if you guys are old enough to even remember Form 4s when they were around pre-draft days, but... Mm-hmm. One of those had my signature on it back in the late 70s, and I did a pre-season there and all that sort of thing. So there's just a little, just a weeny bit of romance about heading back there as well.
Well, you could become very, very popular very quickly at Carlton, and you could become very hated in Adelaide if you happen to come home with Paddy Dangerfield in your pocket. Have the Crows said anything to you about taking any players with you?
I've got a terrific chairman, and I'm so pleased that the two chairmen have spoken about what could be a difficult transition, but between them, Le Jour de Jour and Chapman have had a couple of discussions, and I think really healthy discussions about how this transition might work. And in amongst all that, guys, my own chairman, Rob Chapman, who I've worked with for a long time, said to me, you take any of our good people and I'll bash you. So I've sort of got that ringing in my ears. So I think that's Dangerfield. I think that's head of football. I think that's list manager of the works. But there's a lot of good people at this club, and if any of them want to drift to Melbourne, I'd be very happy to have them.
Stephen, just finally, you said at the start of the year there was unfinished business at the Crows. What did change?
A lot of things happened between 12 months ago and now in terms of the work, probably reasonably invisible to you guys over there, but big projects here. You know, we wrestled our license back from the SANFL.
You got the Adelaide Oval up, didn't you? You're a big
part
of that.
We worked our backsides off for 4 years on Adelaide Oval in terms of the construct and the financial model and the migration there, and all that came to a head in the first half of this year. You know, we secured our future here at Amy Stadium at West Lakes. We established a state league team. And what happens as a CEO is you knock off those big projects and you take stock, and the club's in enormously good shape at the moment. And you do, in these jobs, you think, okay, what's next? You know, I could be bloody-minded and stick around for premierships, and that's really the end game and what's kept driving me for a while, but that can be selfish too. So you're going through that thought process and then lands an opportunity that, honestly, in the end, you just couldn't say no to. So sometimes the opportunity is you know, you're lucky, and this is just one of those occasions.
How's your relationship with Mick Malthouse?
Well, I don't really have one, and that's not to say anything about it other than I've met him a couple of times over the years. All I'll say prima facie about it is that anybody who's coached 700 games and as successfully as he has my complete respect. So I'm looking forward to working really closely with him and seeing how I can help him.
Stephen, a lot of our SMSs and callers throughout the day have brought up the Kurt Tippett situation that you were involved in. To the Carlton people out there and to the footy people, you served a 6-month suspension. How do you reinforce to them that going forward, and obviously you will be towing the line, but that's a really important part of the decision for you and for Carlton, that there's, you know, how do you smooth that over?
Well, there's a lot of angles you can work on this, but first and foremost, as I said to Carlton from the moment a discussion began, was, you know, you guys need to be 100% comfortable about what unfolded, and we went right through all of that, both at the time that happened and as recently as endorsing this appointment. The AFL have been right behind it, and which might tell you something about it all. You know, we put our hands up for and take responsibility for the bits that we need to. We feel as though at the time we were really harshly belted. But the one thing I will say about it is that whilst it's history, you need to learn from those things and be better for them individually and as a club. And as a result here, and I'm sure that I can translate what needs to be translated, is the governance and integrity protocols that are in place are of the highest order. As an individual, you learn a lot about yourself and the people around you, and quite simply, without the rhetoric, you're better for it. So, you know, I'm certain for Carlton fans that I arrived there with, you know, wealth of experience anyway. But in terms of what we learnt from that, and the way that we can be better as an AFL club, you know, there's a lot of learning in it.
Stephen, it's a big club, and if you can help turn their fortunes around, you're going to be a hero to many. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time. Cheers.